Back now on the road for 8 games left in the season and 7 away from home ice and the Silver Ticks. Their next hurdle, the Spokane Chiefs this evening at Spokane Arena. Mike Benton here for a Coach's Conversation. And joining us now is Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine. Kevin, first off, after a game like Saturday where we mentioned as far as the circumstances of the biggest game of the year, perhaps at that point, how do you best present the challenges here for this evening?
Well, our response tonight is based on a week ago, not Saturday night. Saturday night we played a big game in front of a big crowd against our biggest rivalry. That's an easy game to get energized for. It had everything it takes to get you going. A rivalry gets you going. A big crowd gets you going. But we weren't very good last Wednesday, where there was a much smaller crowd, and it's not our biggest rival. So tonight's game is not the game after Seattle on Saturday. Tonight's game is 1 week after this team, you know, outplayed us horribly in our building for two periods, and then we came around, but much too late. So we're responding to last Wednesday, not to Saturday night.
How can you best maybe learn as far as what Spokane did, and especially with some of their top-end guys, Jared Anderson, Dolan, and Yamamoto, that being Kyler, and as far as what it might take here to provide the appropriate answer for a game like tonight?
Well, I mean, we have been okay at times. But you can't be perfect against, to me, the guy that makes their team go, and that's Yamamoto. So he's a great young player. He's probably going to be a first-round NHL draft pick, so he's a phenomenal young player. You know, you need to, like you're playing Barzal, you need to at least minimize how much damage he's going to do to you without playing him perfectly. So he had 4 points in the game against us Wednesday night. That's never going to work. So we do have to do a better job against him tonight.
What gave you the indication, going back to a guy like Barzal, that this team was committed minute one to minute 60 to taking away space like that for that kind of player?
Well, I don't think we were good minute one. I think we were good after we scored. If you go back and look at the first, up until Connor's goal, which was a big, big goal, and the little bit of burst that gave us energy-wise, and then we quickly turned that into an important 3 goals. You know, we came out, both teams were just a touch rusty or sloppy in the beginning, just a touch, not horrible. But they drew the first power play and had a couple chances on that power play. And if they score that goal, the game has a different feel. I don't know who ends up winning, but getting that penalty kill done and Connor getting the short end of goal, which was scored just as they got a guy coming out of the box, that was the turning point of the game. Right there, it's either 1-0 them on the power play or 1-0 us. So from then, our team, you know, played very, very good. By far, our best second period in a long, long time to go with the lead. Usually, we get a lead and then the other team picks it up. We had a very good second period, so that was also good, and a very solid third. So it ended up being a great game, although it wasn't that way in the first 5 minutes.
With 8 games left now in the season, 7 on the road, how valuable is your coaching staff for this remainder of the stretch?
Well, it always comes down to the players. And one thing, I hope one trend that continues is you know, we've been a pretty good road team during the year. We've gotten points out of games. I mean, we're gonna have to have a win somewhere along the way, or maybe quite a few, and even maybe two is going to have to, you know, we're going to have to get 2 points as opposed to the one when you get yourself into at least an overtime. But if you look back at the year, we've met that challenge in the past, and so the team is capable of winning on the road, and we're going to have to. There's just no chance with 7 of 8 left that we can win this thing by just, you know, maybe winning our last home game. We're going to have to find some road wins, so hopefully that starts tonight.
Kevin, thank you. That's all you need to know. That's Silver Tips head coach Kevin Constantine as we get set for the Everett Silver Tips and Spokane Chiefs in the final meeting between the teams for the regular season, and the Silver Tips once more pursuing top spot in the U.S. division. We'll come back in a moment, and you're listening to Sound Transit, Everett Silver Tips Hockey on Fox Sports 1380 and FM 95.3.